This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Meanwhile, among the adults, another mass shooting and another spate of outrage on social media by all sides in the American gun debate. Gun rights supporters often dismiss people who want more restrictions because those people don't seem to know what they're talking about when it comes to guns. The news media also don't always understand the difference between semi-automatic and automatic, or use terms such as assault rifle, which can be debated. Don Haig has owned Firing Line Gun Store in Westland for 15 years. He's also a retired police officer who worked in Westland for 25 years. Mr. Haig, we hear about the AR-15 all the time. Can you tell us exactly what is the AR-15 rifle?
Well, technically speaking, AR-15 is a moniker that people have given that particular firearm. It's actually called an Armalite rifle, and AR is short for Armalite. The Armalite rifle, or what I would call a modern sporting rifle, is chambered in a particular caliber at 2.223 inches. It was designed for the military just before we got into Vietnam, and the military wanted another rifle that was easier for the servicemen to carry and to be able to carry more rounds with a lighter bullet. So it was designed for the Vietnam era, and they've been using it since the 60s. So the military's been using that rifle for, 70 years, 60 years it's been around?
Yeah, I read that the original design started in the Armalite started making them in about the 1950s.
Yeah,
it wasn't
John
until later
Stoner.
That they got the military contract. So who's the manufacturer of the AR-15 today?
Just about all your gun manufacturers make some form of that rifle. I mean,
So the patents are all expired and anybody
correct.
Can make it? Okay.
Correct. I mean, Colt, Armalite were the originators of that firearm, but now you have... There's probably 30, 40 different manufacturers of that firearm, and not only in the United States, but all over the world. FN, Fabrique Nationale, which makes more military weapons in the world than any other gun manufacturer, I believe is now making that rifle for our U.S. military.
When I was a kid, I hunted with a semi-automatic rifle, Woodstock. The ammunition went into a long tube underneath the barrel of the gun. How is that old semi-automatic rifle I had different from the AR-15?
The only real difference is they're both semi-automatic firearms, meaning when you pull the trigger, one bullet is fired. When you let go of the trigger resets itself, and you have to pull it again to fire another bullet. So it's the same gun you're talking about, with the exception of how you load it. The new modern sporting rifles are loaded by a magazine, a box magazine. So you load the magazine, and then you put the magazine into the firearm. And then when you're out of rounds, instead of putting in a tube like you talked about, you can put another magazine in or reload that magazine you just expired.
So we hear interchangeably the terms clip and magazine, but they're not the same. Could you tell us the difference between a clip and a magazine?
A magazine is designed to fit into a particular firearm, and it's for a particular bullet round. Because there's different calibers of bullets and different sizes of bullets. There's a generic name for your size of different bullets for different guns, for different firearms, but a magazine is designed to hold a set amount of bullets. It could hold 5 rounds, 10 rounds, 15 rounds, 30 rounds, 20 rounds.
And then what's a clip?
A clip is a bad terminology used to describe the proper terminology, nomenclature of a magazine.
Okay. So how do you define a high-capacity magazine?
Anything over 10 rounds would be a high-capacity. Anything over 20 rounds would be a high-capacity magazine. I mean, there's magazines designed to hold 100 rounds. You have some firearms that are belt-fed. It's endless. It's an endless amount of ammunition on a belt.
Do you have a lot of customers who want something, 30, 60, 100 rounds magazine?
Most of the people that come in to buy a modern sporting rifle, it comes issued usually with one 30-round or 20-round magazine. And 99% of my customers, they want that 30-round or 20-round magazine, nothing higher. And they'll get the lower ones if they're going to use it for hunting purposes, because you can use these firearms for hunting. And there's a lot of the people today that are using them for hunting and sporting and competition shooting, target practice. And self-defense.
The AR-15 is perhaps the most popular rifle ever. There are millions of them in the U.S. Why do gun enthusiasts like that rifle so much?
It's easy to operate. You can upgrade it with different... I tell people, you think of a kit car. The Mustang is probably known as probably the most desirable car to have if you're going to upgrade it or put custom parts on it. And the modern sporting rifle, you can interchange parts on it. It's easy to maintain. The ammunition is for a rifle is relatively inexpensive compared to other rifle rounds. It's more expensive than a pistol cartridge, but it's still the ease of use of the firearm and the enjoyment people get when they use it for target sporting and competition makes it very desirable.
Who buys AR-15s? What's your typical customer for that or a similar semi-automatic rifle?
In our store, I would say the largest percentage of our customers are law enforcement officers, retired law enforcement officers, veterans, military veterans that have used that platform while they were in the service. They come out of the service, they're used to that platform, and they want to use that. And competition shooters. We have a lot of people in the United States that are using that platform of a rifle for their competition shooting. I would say that most of our people are those customers.
It seems every so often there's a run on models like the AR-15, as well as people stocking up on ammunition. What's the concern?
Well, obviously, there's a concern that with the political environment that at some point in time they're going to do a restriction on the ability to buy the ammunition or restriction on the ability to buy the firearm. That has not happened in my 15 years. There has been only one ban, and that was on capacity of magazines. And that sunset in, I believe, 89 or 92 or something like that. But since that time, you've been able to buy the higher capacity magazines. But every once in a while, when you see these tragic things happen, there's always a talk about some sort of laws being passed or restrictions being passed. So you get some people that think they want to own the firearm because they're afraid that they're going to lose that right to own that firearm under our Second Amendment.
Don Haig owns the Firing Line Gun Store in Westland. Thanks for the lesson.
You're welcome.